Now Mark Regev, spokesman for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he insists yesterday's action was both justified and legal.
When you have a declared blockade, it's recognized in the Charter of the United Nations as a legitimate tool in international relations during times of conflict. And of course, there is a conflict, unfortunately, between Israel and the Hamas regime in the Gaza Strip. So we've imposed a blockade to prevent countries like Iran and Syria from transferring weapons to Hamas in Gaza, as they would if we didn't have that blockade in place.
But what happened here was a vessel not from Iran or Syria, but from Turkey, a country whose government has good relations with Israel's, told Israeli authorities they were bringing in goods that Israel has not been permitting into Gaza, but they were not military goods. You've unloaded these vessels, at least some of them. Have you found any weapon at all, any materiel that was destined for Gaza?
No, that's 100%. But we never made that accusation. We said that the policy is, and we ask people to respect it, that all cargo going to Gaza undergo inspection. If their aim was purely to deliver humanitarian supplies, we had no problem with that. We made a public offer, and we repeated it on numerous occasions, that if they bring their shipment to the Israeli port of Ashdod, all humanitarian cargo, we made a commitment, all humanitarian cargo would be delivered to the people of Gaza. But they said no. They said, our primary goal is to break the blockade of Gaza. That was what they said. And so we were forced to intercept.
Given where this incident occurred, and that these were not warships, but ships carrying humanitarian aid, what would be unsuspected or especially immoral about people on those ships resisting armed commandos who landed on them?
First of all, there were 6 interceptions yesterday. In one of the ships, unfortunately, our boarding party was met with deadly violence by the people on the boat. Knives, machetes, iron rods. Our young servicemen were in deadly danger. What was supposed to be a police operation turned very bad.
But you're describing it as a police operation. Wouldn't it just as easily be a military operation, bringing not the police, but an elite naval force onto the ship in international waters to enforce a blockade that's part of a conflict? You say police. Why wouldn't you assume it was seen as an attack, as a military assault instead?
We did not see it as a military assault. And on the contrary, when we were briefing our young naval servicemen before the operation, their instructions were clear. They were told this is a police operation to show maximum restraint and, of course, not to exercise force.
But the Israeli blockade of Gaza, while it may have the aim of preventing materiel arriving in Gaza that could be used as a more effective rocket or missile, is also a political policy that's aimed at depriving the Hamas movement of credibility and legitimacy. On that score, from the world reaction you see today to what happened at sea, is it fair to say that the Israeli policy of blockade is failing, that indeed the authorities in Gaza are achieving more sympathy today than Israel is from people all around the world?
I think that's probably true. In fact, that if I look at some of the coverage, especially in Europe, they are getting sympathetic treatment. But for us, the first and most important thing is we have to defend our people. And if keeping that naval blockade in place is defending our people, we will do so. As long as we know that there are regimes out there trying to ship deadly weapons to Hamas, we have to enforce the naval blockade.
Mark Regev, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Mark Regev is the spokesman for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He and Hoveda Araf, whom we heard from earlier, both spoke to us from Jerusalem.